Hello. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Doopie Time. My name is Ian Smith. I'm bringing you the dope on dope in the doopies for the next hour on 91.5 FM, the Boom of Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. How are y'all doing tonight? I personally am doing pretty well. It's always nice to, like, just not have classes on Friday, like, just to do this and then just go home and just immediately conk out. I'm very tired, this is what I'm trying to say. I'm tired. I was just at a friend's house. We were watching Halloween Town 2 because, we watched Halloween Town on Monday and we were just like, we have to continue the series. So we watched Halloween Town 2 and that was fun. And I got to go home for a bit and chill. And now I'm here. With a killer set. Solo, also, for the first time in 2 weeks. Definitely different, but welcome. I haven't done a solo set, like a set by myself, in a while. But it's nice to be back in the studio, just by myself. Me, here by my lonesome. I always did like my own company. Anyway, if you're not aware, doopie is a word that means whatever you want it to mean, and doopie time, by definition, is all the time. So how do we define doopie in this particular moment in time? Well, my dear listener, today on November 4th, doopie is a noun, and it's something you say or shout suddenly because of surprise, fear, pleasure, etc. A synonym of this might be exclamation. So, for today's set, I have picked some of my favorite songs that are exclamatory in nature. Think words such as, not to spoil, but hey, or uh-huh, or wow, or yep, or no, or just things that you would shout out suddenly. Oh, we have fun. Really don't have much else to say about that. So I guess we should go ahead and start playing some music, huh? So, for this first song for you guys, I have, of course, a song that actually has an exclamation point in the title, and, it's not so much of an exclamation, but more of an invitation, if you will. So, I think without further ado, I think we should get started with the music. So, first up tonight, me, courtesy of Doopie Time, and Sufjan Stevens, courtesy of the album Illinois, invites you to come on and feel the Illinois.
Thank you. think about it now.
tasty. Qué rico.
Vamos a hacer.
Hello again. Yeah, you just got done listening to Oh My God by The Cults. I Que Rico by Eddie Palmieri, who is apparently from Puerto Rico, according to my mother, who just texted me. Thank you, Mom, for looking that up for me. And also, Sufjan Stevens, Come On, Feel the Illinois. We have got songs coming up from Caroline Rose, Reservoir, Duval Timothy, Owen Pallett, Always, Jim O'Rourke. So if that sounds like songs that, if that sounds like could be up your alley, I encourage you to stay tuned. The theme for the show is exclamation. So I've been playing some of my favorite songs that have titles named after exclamations or even band names who are use exclamations in their name. But before we play any of the artists that I just mentioned, I think I should play a song by a group that means a lot to me. They've got me through some really hard times in my life, for sure. And I wouldn't be where I am today if I didn't have their music. So without further ado, here's Wow by Luna. Couple more songs coming up your way. Stay tuned for that. In the meantime, wow. I'm
하루 밤만 자고 가도 돼 너의 집 소파 하루만 빌려줄래 라고 뻔뻔하게 말했지 지금 나는 누군가의 거실에 있어 이 집엔 에어컨도 없어서 너무 더워서 속옷까지 벗고 싶었지만 나에겐 선택권이 없었지 오늘따라 집이 그리 너무 멀었기에 푹 자고 눈을 뜨니 옆엔 드러머 PJ got the drums 난 노래를 할 수밖에 없었지 가끔 웃음을 참을 수가 없듯이 듣기만 해도 어쩔 수 없는 못된 리듬이 있어 이런 거 이런 거 이런 리듬 You feel me 느껴지지 내가 잘못된 게 아닐 거야 please 아니라고 말해 주위를 둘러보면 나만 별난 새끼 같아 애들아 난 요새 전화도 잘 받고 견이 응응가 돼줘 다시 말해 친구가 돼줘 왜 12시인데 해가 아직도 안 떠 혹시 아직 내가 깬 게 아니라면 아직 자는 중이면 이게 꿈이라면 지금 잠시 나게 잠꼬대하고 있을 텐데 wait
Hi again. So you just got done listening to by Zion T. Hey by Always Always and Wow by Luna. We're about at the halfway point, so this is about the best time I can to read the PSA, which I will proceed to do so right now. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Boom. Yeah, so if you're just now tuning in, just to remind you, the theme is exclamation. So I've been playing some of my favorite songs that have exclamations, such as wow, hey, uh-huh, oh my god, ay querico, come on. And next up on the docket, sorry, I took a little sip of water there. We have a song. We have a song next, actually. Can you guys believe that? It's called Oh Heartland Up Yours, and it's by Owen Pallett. And we'll be hearing a slew of other songs coming up next. And if you're into music, or maybe even songs, some songs, music, albums, artists, I encourage you to stick around. Could be a fun time. You never know. Anyway, this song's about to end. So, without further ado, Oh Heartland Up Yours by Owen Pallett. Let's take a listen.
Stars collected, each world accounted for. freed all the children. Seems there is nothing more. If I only had a rowboat, I would row it up to heaven. And if heaven would not have me, I would take the other option. I will seek out my own satisfaction. From the white lion in the barrow to the priest with his broken arrows, there's a method to the madness. They will feign an expression of sadness, a concatenation of locusts, and the farmers are losing their focus. On the pitch of the Avonrow grasses, I will sing, sing, sing to the masses. Oh, heartland, up yours. The hollow voice of the 14th century. Too much assumption to be taken seriously. Oh, you wrote me like a Disney kid in cut-off centipeder. With a feathered fringe, it doesn't suit a simoniac breeder. Doesn't work, doesn't fly, doesn't tangle. From the with his broken arrows, there's a method to the madness. They will feign an expression of sadness, a concatenation of locusts, and the farmers are losing their focus. On the pitch of the Avonrow grasses, I will sing, sing, sing to the masses.
Father got cash, Miles got cash, Ibs got cash, you guys have cash, lot of, plenty, boku money, you get boku money, so my brother, you can cancel on today and go back tomorrow, already you get for do, once you get the mula, you get the cash boy, okay mates, hey, where is my wife EBA, oh, and my sweetie Natalie, say hi for me. My brother. Yeah, babe, now just do something for me no more. Not eat all that money they don't. Yeah. Don't think of for don't answer. Just send me home for me no more. If not $500, that just send up. Just send up to your ATM money. No, you don't get your ATM money. Just send up to a bank for me. I go send the bank account number for you. I go send up for you. Just send up to a bank for me. I just like now $100 save. $200, no problem, just send a number for me, okay?
No,
that's my boy, that's my mate.
No.
Hello. You just got done listening to Whoa by Reservoir. And before that, you were listening to No by Duval Timothy, who is actually coming out with a new album soon. So you guys should listen to that when it comes out. I think it's next Friday, actually. And then Oh Heartland Up Yours by Owen Pallett. Yeah. Moving into from exclamatory song titles into exclamatory artist names, we have one of my favorite songs from my childhood, aka my dad's iTunes account, Get Away by the band Yuck. This is actually the only song by them that I know, actually, but you know, Yuck is something you exclaim, so that's why that's on this set list. Anyway, let's take a listen to Get Away by Yuck right now. Let's hit it.
Thank you.
Hello. Right now, you're listening to, you just got done listening to Cry by Caroline Rose. And up next, a 9-minute song by Jim O'Rourke, which is actually playing right now in the background. And as soon as I am done talking, I'm going to turn this up and you're going to listen to this song, which is called Eureka. And actually, despite its long runtime, is actually I think it's a pretty good song, in my opinion. Sounds like what a robot might hear if it were going to heaven. I don't know, just something to think about. It's called Eureka. Hello, hello. He's singing right now. Okay, I'll shut up.
I got in sunny down there. Stay the same. I'm quickly running out of change. You're thinking on your feet while you're sitting there on your ass. Fresh crease in your no need, there's an employee to make up for all of your slack. A seed don't make a tree without a servant who waters the grass. Thank you.
Hello. So there's like 2 minutes left of this song, but I want to play one last song actually, because I really, really want to play this last song because it fits so well with the exclamation theme. So I'm unfortunately going to cut this 9 minute song a little short. Sorry guys. I'm sure you're all devastated, but I hope you have enjoyed my set. We've been cycling through a couple of my favorite songs having to do with exclamations, and now I'm gonna play one more childhood hit for you guys. This is a song that actually taught me everything I need to know about exclamations. So let's hear a little Schoolhouse Rock. Huh? Anyway, while that's loading, I would just like to say thank you all for listening. My name is Ian Smith, and I hope you guys have had a very doopy time. This is Interjections. Take care, everyone.
When Reginald was home, we flew. The doctor knew just what to do. He cured the infection with one small injection, while Reginald uttered some interjections.
Hey, that's smart! Ouch, that hurts! Yeah, that's not fair, giving a guy a shot down there!
Interjections,
hey,
excitement,
yeah,
emotion,
ouch!
They're generally said apart from a sentence by an exclamation point or by a comma when the feeling's not as strong. Though Geraldine played hard to get, Geraldo knew he'd woo her. Yes, he showed his affection despite her objections, and Geraldine hollered some interjections.
Well, you've got some nerve. Oh, I've never been so insulted in all my life. Hey, you're kind of cute.
Interjections.
Well,
for excitement,
oh,
for emotion.
Hey,
they're generally set apart from a sentence by an exclamation point or by a comma when the feeling's not as strong.
Ready?
So when you're happy,
hooray!
Or sad,
aww!
Or frightened,
eek!
Or mad,
rat!
Or excited,
wow!
Or glad,
hey!
An interjection starts a sentence right. The game was tied at 7-all. When Franklin found he had the ball, he made a connection in the other direction, and the crowd started shouting out interjections.
Ah, you threw the wrong way.
Darn, you just lost the game.
Hooray, I'm for the other team.
Interjections.
Ah,
excitement.
Darn.
Hooray.
Generally set apart from a sentence by an exclamation point or by a comma when the feeling's not as strong. So when you're happy,
hooray!
Or sad,
aww!
Or frightened,
eek!
Or mad,
rat!
Or excited,
wow!
Or glad,
hey!
An interjection starts a sentence right.
Interjections,
hey!
So excitement,
hey!
For emotion,
hey!
They're generally set apart from a sentence by an exclamation point or by a comma when the feeling's not as strong.
Interjections, short excitement.